And joining us live from Charlotte to talk about the Carolina Panthers is my good friend David Newton. David has been covering the team for the longest time, does a great job on ESPN.com. Read all of his stuff, and especially this weekend if you want to get up to date about the Carolina Panthers. How are you doing, my brother?
I'm doing great. Are you saying I should eat at that restaurant tomorrow?
Oh, you better. The food, I just had, my wife and I just had dinner at the bar. The food here is tremendous. I mean, just for the pasta and bread alone, you got to come in this place. It's the best anywhere. Fantastic.
You're making me hungry.
You're going to love it. You're going to love it. They don't have Italian food like this down in North Carolina. I can tell you that right now. Tell me about your football team. What's happening down there?
Well, you know, they really, for a team that felt like they should have beat the Redskins last week, and we're really kind of disheartened about that. They've really been in a good mood. I mean, the practice has been pretty spirited. They've, I was surprised at just how upbeat they've been. They're in the best health they've probably been all year. And so from that standpoint, they're good to go. Greg Olsen's been a little bit limited with his practice, but that's kind of a new norm for Greg Olsen because they just don't want to stress that foot too much while he's trying to, you know, stay in shape for the game. So I think they're pretty good to go there. It's just a matter of they can find a way to win on the road. I mean, they're 0-2 on the road after being 3-0 at home. They just can't figure out. They tend to make too many mistakes on the road right now.
And they haven't beaten the Eagles here in quite some time. I think it was maybe Jake Delhomme in the NFC Championship game, right? Am I correct?
That might be it. Going all the way back to there, and that was a big game. That was I think 14-3 or whatever. That defense was really playing well back then. That's the one thing about this team this year is I haven't seen that defense play to the level I thought it would. I thought it'd be for sure a top 10 defense, maybe a top 5 defense, and they just haven't meshed all together yet. Now, they've got some good pieces there, but it hasn't all come together. I think you started to see some of it last week, but the turnovers against Washington really cost them and put them in some binds. But as I was talking to Ron Rivera today, he said, the big thing is they've had a new secondary every single year he's been here, and they've always started off slow because it takes a while for that secondary to mesh with that front four, and he really thinks that's going to start to come together here pretty soon.
Now, when you look at this Carolina Panthers team, what's the major difference between this team and the team the Eagles beat on Thursday night in Charlotte last year?
Probably Norv Turner, just the new offensive coordinator and what he's doing with Cam Newton. The big question this week was why haven't you thrown the deep ball as much? Because Norv likes to throw the deep ball, but the Panthers have only like 2 catches of plus 20 yards this year, and that's last in the league. I think Kansas City Chiefs lead the league with around 17 or so. So they haven't gone deep and stretched the field a little bit, and that's one reason they got Torrey Smith from the Eagles. But they felt like not only his leadership, but his ability to stretch the field was going to be good for this group. So they've been throwing a lot of underneath stuff to Christian McCaffrey, their first-round draft pick, DJ Moore, Curtis Samuel, who has played well at times. But again, Curtis it's been different every week. Game before, they had Curtis Samuel made some big catches. Last week, he only had him for 3 snaps. Christian McCaffrey, the game before, had 30 touches. This last game, he was about half that. So it's been kind of a work in progress with his offense. But Cam, when he doesn't make mistakes, has been pretty good. But last week, not just him, but DJ Moore with 2 fumbles and Cam with the interception that Josh Norman, his former teammate, got, those things just killed him.
Talking to David Newton, who covers the Carolina Panthers for ESPN.com, does a terrific job. If you want to know what's going on with the team this weekend, obviously got to check out his stuff. When you look at the Eagles, David, their quarterback hit rate is about 25%, which is nearly 5% higher than any other team in the league. And they did a good job of shutting down Matt Ryan, Andrew Luck, and for the most part, Kirk Cousins. And Cam kind of like has a tendency to go flat when defenses get after him, especially early in the game. How much has that been talked about this week?
Not a lot, to be honest. I mean, Cam, it's just a different animal here with Cam this year because Cam's getting rid of the ball faster than he's ever gotten rid of it, so that's been a plus for him. He has not taken as many sacks. They're still running the read option more than I thought they would under Norv Turner. I really thought that would kind of disappear a little bit, but he's kept that in the game plan, so when they feel the need to take the pressure off of the offensive line and things, that they let Cam run the ball more. So they've done so much short stuff and quick hitting stuff that Cam hasn't just sat back in the pocket like he's done in the past to try to wait for things to get open deep. So that's been probably why he hasn't seen but two catches of 20-plus yards. So it's been a different animal this year. And again, I've been trying to develop what they're wanting to do here. And I don't think they're going to change a lot because they're playing the Eagles. I think they're going to probably come out, establish the run. I think they're going to use Cam with the run some because they really didn't run the ball well at all in the game against Washington. And that took them out of what they were doing.
Why didn't they run the ball well against Washington? Washington's
got a pretty good defense up front. So it's partly that. And they kind of got away from it. They fell behind because of the turnover. They were down 17-0. They had to play catch up. So that kind of took them out of what they wanted to do. So I think they'll come right at Philadelphia. I know Philadelphia's good against the run, but as Ron was saying today, he said teams haven't really tried to run on the Eagles as much as they did last year. They've come right at them with the pass, but that secondary, I guess, is banged up a little bit. So I think you're going to see the Panthers test them with the run defense.
We're talking to Dave Newton. Dave is live from Charlotte, giving us a report on the Carolina Panthers in advance for this special weekend here in South Philadelphia, Week 7. Panthers at Eagles. Brian Dawkins is going to be honored at halftime with his Hall of Fame ring of excellence from David Baker, the CEO and chairman of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. You covered Doc at Clemson at one point, didn't you not?
I did. That's putting a lot of age on me right now, but yeah, I did. And
what kind of player was he in college?
I mean, he was a great hitter, just like he was in the pros. Very smart player and a lot of intellect out there, and he just so smart in what he did on the field and what he added to that Clemson defense, and they were really good defensively back then. Had a lot of good players go to the league, so he's always been one of my favorite players. I mean, from a human being standpoint, just a person, and as a football player, he was about as good as they come.
You know, here in Philadelphia, when they take fan polls as to, you know, the most popular Eagle all time, Brian Dawkins, or even the most popular athlete, right, Tyler? Most popular athlete of all time in Philadelphia, Brian Dawkins is always number one on the list because of the passion that he brought to the game, sort of epitomizes this city and his blue-collar ethic on the field, sort of, you know, epitomizes the way this team plays and the way this city wants its team to play. So he really has fit in here from day one, and I'm so sure you saw part of that speech at the Pro Football Hall of Fame and the delivery of it and what he said and thanking the fans here. So it's going to be a special thing. There's another player here who's become very popular very quickly, David, and that is Carson Wentz. What has Ron Rivera said this week about the challenge of Carson Wentz and how he sees him progressing back from the knee injury and what the challenge is for this Eagles offense?
Well, Ron feels like he's playing back to where he was last year when he was at that MVP level. The most intriguing thing to come out of the locker room to me this week about Carson Wentz came from Luke Kuechly, the middle linebacker for the Panthers, who said he was a lot bigger and a lot more physical than I ever imagined last year when they played against him. He just didn't see that, and they're used to facing a pretty big and physical quarterback in Cam Newton, who's probably one of the biggest, if not the biggest, quarterback in the league, other than maybe a Ben Roethlisberger. So he was really impressed, and everybody I've talked to said they really think Carson Wentz has gotten everything back and is playing as well as he did, maybe even better than he did a year ago, except for the running thing. They think that fact he's not running as much right now probably takes a little off of what he could offer, but other than that, they think everything's right there.
David, can't thank you enough for joining the Sal Pal Football Hour. Really appreciate it. We will see you this weekend, and when you're in town, I'm telling you, tomorrow night, this is the place to eat, Poppy's on
23rd. I have to give it a try.
Yeah,
I land early in the morning.
Yeah, okay, good. Well, just come on right over. Have lunch here. You'll enjoy it. All right, thanks a lot, David. Appreciate you, man.
Thanks, Sal.
David Newton, live from Charlotte.